Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oteris, now.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mama's Little Biz.
Should we take two?
No, you go. Go ahead. You start.
you are going to roll with that, though.
We're going to roll with that. It's the heavy metal version of our... It's actually the heavy metal in me coming out.
Yeah, you're so metal.
For those you didn't see, I had my hands up with the fingers and the... The punk rock fingers. You know what? Just go. Let's move on with the episode here.
Oh my word. That was
so awesome. That's, you know, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably wondering, okay, what's the next thing after this guy?
That was really smooth, honey.
You like that?
Right into the
Segway.
Segway, yeah. So smooth. You're so smooth. I don't even know how I fell for you with your smoothness.
That's me. All right, let's hear it. So what are we talking about tonight?
Oh, we're just jumping right into
let's
it.
Let's just jump right into it. Yeah, because I think a lot of people listen to our show, and I think they get it. I think they understand.
I know they know what we talk about, but usually we... Okay, that's fine. We're not going to update you on our family or anything because you're not allowed to know.
Oh, did you want to update our family?
No, they're not allowed to know.
I'm going to be honest because, you know, sometimes when I talk about our family during our show, I see your eyes glaze over.
Because you like don't I'm just talk about our it. Family. You go on and on and on and on. It's like, wow.
I see. We're airing this out on the podcast tonight, aren't we? Okay. Well, let's talk about Charlotte.
No.
Okay.
We're not.
We're starting with our two-year-old, no. And we're going to work our way up.
No, we're not. Family's good. We're good.
The 15 people living in our house right now.
I know.
For those of you guys who don't know, this is our life, okay? And then we'll get to the podcast subject promptly, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
So we moved here to Orem, Utah in June of 2011. And we really didn't know why. Did we?
No, I had no idea.
But we felt called. Would you say we felt called? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say we felt called. And we came out here, and within a week, we figured out why. Mm-hmm. So I remember moving us into this house, and I have never been that exhausted mm-hmm. in my life. Mm-hmm. I remember crashing, and then the very next day, what happens, Angela?
My parents say, hey... We're going to need to move in with you.
They got in a situation where they couldn't stay in their home anymore and needed a place to stay. And I'm like, wait a minute. Which one of your brothers...
Who all live here
could have possibly taken them in?
None.
None of them had the room. Maybe. They might have been able to squeeze them in, but not like us. So they move in with us. And so... Basically, we've been here for now 8 months? Nine months?
7 months.
7 months? Okay.
Almost eight.
It's now February. Do the math, ladies and gentlemen. But we have yet to feel like this house is ours. We had about a day or two before our... And you know what, man? I got to say this. You are lucky. You have the greatest parents.
I
love your parents.
No.
But that's not what this is about. They could be, I mean, honestly, it could have been Tony Robbins and his wife moving in, for all I care. Still the same issue. It's but not
just,
our house.
You just know how when you move in, you want to find your footing. You want to feel settled. But I keep explaining it to people, and I don't think anybody really understands, is I just keep feel like I'm falling, and I haven't landed. And it's very... I don't know. I have more anxiety than I've ever had in my life. These last, I think, 7 months.
See, now maybe I'm realizing why I wanted to just get right to the topic tonight. Because here we go. So we should talk about this. Let's be real, raw, and relevant. Make it real. Because, I mean, for me, I think this is a lesson in business. Totally. Total business lesson right here. Right? You know, like one of the greatest jokes I ever heard from a guy named John Cleese, who is from Monty Python, one of my favorite. And I've said this joke 100 times, but I love it. He said, if you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah.
And so we came out here with a semi plan or plans that we would move out here. You know, we'd settle
plans
in
to change the world.
We'd be we'd be close to doTERRA, just down the street. doTERRA is like what, 10 minutes away, yeah. And we would use their facilities, and we'd find all kinds of creative things. And then 2 days later, your parents are moving in with you, and I love them to death, and they have been a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
In many
so
ways
helpful.
Since we've been here. You sound.
No,
you
I'm
sound
not
very
being
convincing.
Sarcastic. I'm totally. It's true. I mean, we've been able to do extended trips and different things like that.
Yeah.
And, trainings, and it's been really good. But everybody knows. You know what? When you move into a brand new state, brand new home, brand new world, brand new life, you just want to feel like you've landed, and I haven't. So
yeah,
well, that's fine. I'll land someday.
And somehow we managed to hit Blue
Diamond.
But
if you run into me and I'm an anxious mess, you know why.
Yeah, there you go. So somehow we've been able to grow our business through all this and do some amazing things with our business and create some new systems and things like mm-hmm. that have really made an impact, which we will be happy to tell you guys all about, as always. But so that's kind of the lesson for me. It's that, you know, you may have a plan, or you may even think you need a plan. And the answer is no on both. You don't, and you don't need one. All you need to know is where it is you want to go, and that you are committed to get there no matter what. That's pretty much it. Yes?
No.
No? You would disagree.
Well, I think you do need a plan. I think you do.
Go on.
Need a plan. Well, no,
elaborate.
I can't elaborate. You do need a plan because, you know, a goal without a plan is just a wish. You have to have a plan.
Okay.
I mean, you have to remember that your plans are never going to pan out the way you set them up, so you have to be flexible.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
That
don't
is
say
exactly.
You don't need a plan.
Well, that's what
just
I mean.
Dumb.
That's what I mean. I mean, like, okay, fine, have a plan. You can decide, okay, I'm going to do this, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But you cannot be surprised, and you and I can both attest to this easily, and anybody listening to this can attest to this, that nothing panned out the way you thought it would ever. Nothing in our lives has ever panned out the way we thought it would.
That's true.
But we did get to where we believed we would be. Yes?
Yes.
We believed we would hit Diamond. We believe we would hit Blue Diamond. We believe we'll hit Presidential. We just believe those things will happen. Right. So I love a plan just so that it gives you something to do and focus on and a direction. But I'm not interested in you know, having an emotional attachment to that plan whatsoever.
Sure.
So before I put you to sleep, why don't we transition into our topic here, which is, speaking of plans...
All right.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about what we're going to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to, I mean, when you were like, what do we want a podcast on? And being the sarcastic one that I am, I'm like,
no.
Well, you wanted a podcast, so you come up with the topic. And then like every week or any time we do a podcast, you're like, well, that's never going to work. You're not going to agree to any of my suggestions. And
every,
I don't.
Yeah,
and then
every
I come
time.
Up with a suggestion and then we do it. So
if you guys wonder how we come up with these topics, it's like this. Angela expects me to come up with one. I come up with three and we don't do any of them. That's how it rolls. That's how we roll. But I tend to believe that the three that I came up with eventually make their way into Angela's subconscious down the road.
Yeah.
And she believes they're her idea.
Yes. They do, and I take full credit.
And I'm willing to stand right by you and go, yep, it was all her idea the whole time.
Well, I wanted to talk about the next thing, because I think a lot of the time, and I couldn't even remember if we'd talked about this before, because I know that I've shared my opinions on what I call the next thing to lots of people. Maybe it was some of the pages that were on, you know, gold, platinum page, diamond page, whatever pages. But a lot of people talk about how their leaders can't find builders. I don't know what to do with builders. I don't know how to find them. And
it's the number one thing
everybody
wants.
Says
how to find builders.
No matter where we go, anytime I ask, what do you want to hear about? What do you want to be trained on? What can I do this call on? How to find builders. Here's what I believe. I believe that we are constantly finding potential builders. All the time. I mean, I was just talking with two of my favorite leaders who have said in many different calls and many text messages, I just don't know how to find leaders. And we had a conversation. I was like, or I don't know how to find builders. And our conversation was, they're right under you. They're right under you. They just don't know what to do next. They don't know what to do. They're just kind of flopping around trying to figure it out. They don't know what to do next. Because here's the thing is that we do know how to find builders. We find them every day in our classes, in our one-on-ones. They're there. Our biggest hiccup is we don't know what to do with them next. And I think if you find something to connect them to next, then that's when it'll click in your head or give you the confidence to believe in yourself or believe that, yeah, you can find builders. You can find leaders because you know what to do with them once they say, huh, I want to do this, right? I think that's where the hiccup is they don't know how to guide them through the process because they don't have confidence in how they got to where they are. They became builders. We know exactly how to find them. We just do what was done with us. And we do it every single day, all the time. It's just what's next. And I've told a lot of people, you have to have something to take them through. Everybody wants to know what's next. In every situation, it's like if you're gonna play basketball, or you're going to be a dancer, or you're going to sing, or you're going to go to class. You want to know what's next. So what do I do next? It's like the teacher gives you the lesson for the day. Well, what's next? They don't just leave you hanging. Everybody wants to know the next thing. It's like the class process. Well, that's good. Have your phone playing.
Keep going.
It's like a class process. It's we don't just flop around in a class. We have these steps and we take them to the next thing and the next thing. And then here's how you get your product. And here's how you fill out the form. And here's how we enroll you. And here's what happens when your products come. And here's the wellness consult or the wish list appointment. And then from there, here's how this works. And we take them through these steps. But for whatever reason, when it comes to the business, nobody has a next thing.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because I'm thinking when I hear people say I'm looking for how do I find builders? Part of me, if I'm wrong, but doesn't it sound like they're saying they want someone who's already a builder? They want to enroll somebody who's already knows how to do everything, yeah. And they're in our, and they don't need to be trained.
Yes.
Is that kind of what they mean?
Most of the time, yes, because they want this magical unicorn creature. I believe we're all magical unicorns, but they want this magical creature who enrolls and then just goes, yep, I'm going to sign up my friend next door tonight. And that's what they want. They don't want to teach them the steps because people aren't confident in teaching the steps. We all kind of believe that we just figured it out. And that's partly true, but not all true. We didn't just figure it out. There were guides and steps and things that we kind of wandered through, or maybe we were taken through a really distinct process of this, and this.
Yeah.
And so I believe that if people have the skill set to know what the next thing is, what the next step is in the game, then they'll build their confidence in that area. They'll be able to say, yeah. You know, how many people, and I'm asking you listeners, how many of you can say, yes, I can absolutely sit down with a new person who signed up and said, hey, I'm interested in this business, and I can teach them how to make their first $300. How many people can actually say that? Because if you can't actually say that, then there's a chink in the chain, right? There's something missing. Yeah. So we need to be able to move people through the process, like next thing. Even now at this level that I'm at, this place that I'm at, I need a next thing. And most of the time I'm the one creating that next thing, but it is a next thing. I know what to do next. You know, so I want to, like, you know, we've created our own thing for our own leaders where we teach them when they enroll someone, and then they set up the wholesale or the wellness consult, and then they bring up the business. When they say, is this something you're interested in? We are banging it into our leaders' heads to put them into our system. which is put them into the skill up training. And then that takes them through the video trainings and
the basic skill training that takes them from just like, I know nothing about this.
Yeah, I know nothing
to being able to make like $300 a month.
Right. So that's why I've set up the skill up training and I've set up, you've set up the video website for our team. It's just, it just allows them to then have the confidence to say, yes,
that's
I can
fully,
teach you how to do this.
That's
business.
Fully duplicatable.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
Even if a leader struggles with explaining the steps in the business, they can just plug them into the video trainings. And I've also done that.
It's the first step.
Excuse me?
It's the first step.
Oh, it's the first step.
Yeah.
If I said, what's the first step? I'm like, you're on those trainings. You know.
That's not what I meant.
I know. It's the first step. It's true. It's true. So having that thing is crucial. It's so important for people. You need the next thing. You need to show people what's next. Right? What is the next step in this game? You can't just be like, all right, you're enrolled. You said you want to do the business. Sweet. Hold your first class. And they're like,
holy cow.
What?
But that's the thing that I'm getting from you is that there are people out there who have the right circumstances. Mm-hmm. They have the right motives. They have the right why, even if they can't articulate it yet.
Correct.
They have the right skill set. They have the right determination, focus. They understand commitment.
Yeah.
And they understand the basics of business. And they're out there and they don't know anything about what we do. They know nothing. And most of them are already enrolled. And to them, it's just, you know, they're just buying oils from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know any different until you say something, bring it up. And when they say, I'd like to know, then having something for them to be able to display their commitment and display their determination. So like, if someone says, I want to do the business, and then you meet with them for their first mentor call, not knowing anything, like they know nothing, all they're doing is showing up to that call, it's not really much of an audition.
No.
You don't really know anything about this person just yet. But if you sign them up for your website or this training, and the first module is to... It basically shows them how to do it. Of course, the first module is here's how you use the modules. But the second module is set up your day planner.
Yep.
And make time.
Make time.
For when you're going to learn from this website.
Right.
So they start learning time management right away.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing.
We have them set a time in their planners, paper planners, when they're going to watch the videos. What time of day are you going to watch the videos?
Yeah. And so their first task is after watching that video is to send you, their mentor, a screenshot of their calendar.
Yep.
So if they do that, you have a quick indicator that this is a person who very likely could be committed.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, then you don't need to waste your time.
Correct.
You can just say, hey, when you're ready to do this, you watch that first video and you let me know.
It's been very helpful for me. Sorry, I just wiped my mouth as I'm talking. It's been very helpful for me with placements. Like I can quickly know how I want to work with this person. Now, is it like perfect? No. There are people who will go through, you know, six modules and they'll be so pumped through six modules and all of a sudden vanish on you. It just happens. Life happens.
Yeah.
People... when they're not seeing a return immediately, then the things can get in the way. And that happens, and it's your job as Upline, as a coach, to really be that with them along the way. We never plug people into our videos and then leave them.
That's actually cool.
We have to be with them every step of the way because they're new at this. They're brand new at this. So
the next module is that.
What?
Set up the mentor call.
It's
mentor
true.
Call.
The next module is set.
It's so funny you brought that up. Did you even know that you were going there?
No, I didn't.
That's
realize.
The next thing. The
it's
very
just
next
ingrained
one
into my brain. I
is
guess.
They understand what a mentor call is.
Yes.
They get the basic idea of what's expected during the mentor call.
Not expected. What's agreed upon.
Or agreed upon. Thank you.
We don't want to use
very
the
much
word
for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
So they get that little training of what it is, and then they're asked in there to contact you and set up your first mentor call. I love it. It's awesome. So that's the whole point of this website and this training is not that we set up for is not to replace.
Mm-hmm.
It's to give them basics that they can learn on their own and they get an opportunity to show you how committed they are.
Yeah. It's been so good. And it's taken a lot of pressure off of are people.
Yeah.
Are people who are strong enrollers. It's taken pressure off of them to enroll, and then have to stop and make sure all the people they've enrolled have been trained, so they can continue to be top enrollers. Or because, you know, when you're elites, let's say before elite, premier, even silvers, your goal is to just enroll the heck out of every month. Just enroll like a beast. You never stop enrolling. You never want to be this manager of people, but you still need to train the ones who say yes.
Yes.
So it's just been so good to have a system. Now, if you don't have like a video setup training, don't worry, that's coming from Mom's Little Biz. Check in with us soon. But if you don't have that, you can do step by steps on, you know, Facebook groups. You can send text messages. It's not as, the return is not good.
But you mean like scheduled text messages? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, there you can do that. It's not as from what I've seen, it doesn't get to people the same way as somewhere they can go where they know they, you know. Anyway. You have to figure something out, whether it's a group on Facebook. Like, I love Oil Camp for training up
customers
yeah. with the oils. I don't personally love to do Oil Camp on Facebook in the event the way that it was set up to. I love doing it on ManyChat. My people love the Oil Camp on ManyChat because it's sent to their messenger every day. They read the messages. Those who are engaged in it respond back to me. Again, I don't have to bribe people or throw oils at people to participate. If they want to learn, they'll learn.
Yeah.
And what's great is they get all the awesome information. It goes right to their messenger, and they are learning, and their LRPs increase. And then they're the people who...
I love how personal it is, too. Like, yeah. You know, you can have a... Although it's a group that it's going out to a massive group, it's very much one-on-one, very conversational, oh, yeah. relationship building, asking questions and interacting.
And what I love about it is that, yeah, it's automated through ManyChat, but when someone doesn't engage with me in ManyChat, I still have personal control to be like, hey, I noticed you haven't commented or replied to any of these to-dos or DIYs. What's going on? Are you gaining, you know, great information, great value? Are you able to watch these? And then they can answer me. Or is life getting in
the way? Yeah.
And so then I know where to go with them from that. So I love ManyChat for Oil Camp because I'm not someone who has the patience to do the education and I can't do that.
It's automated.
Well, I don't want to.
Well, you don't have to. The purpose is to create right. conversations and inspire those interactions and build relationships. Yeah. This is why ManyChat is so successful with us is because we use it as a conversational tool.
Oh yeah. It's good for me because they've opted in, it mm-hmm. reminds me to talk to this person. Oh, this person just messaged me.
Yeah.
Because they got my ManyChat DIY. And I'm like, sweet, I can keep building this relationship. And so yeah. I always go in and add the personal touches to me. I love it so much. If you haven't looked at doing a automated Oil Camp, I would highly recommend it. It's kind of cool. And you can always opt into mine to see how I run it. And you just go to my Mama's Little Biz Essential Oil Chat with Angela Villa. That's the longest stinking name ever. And Facebook won't let me change it. But that's okay. You go to my biz page, send me a message, Oil Camp, and you'll be opted in. You can see what I do there if you want. What I'd rather spend my time on is the business because I just have such a passion for the business. So I do set up 14-day Scale Up Camp. So I do a biz camp just like Oil Camp, but with business skills. And that's a lot of fun. Mm. And that takes people through the next thing. And each day they get a new task, a new video, and they're learning how to do their business through this 14-day process. And then when the 14 days over, their next thing is laid out for them. Mm-hmm. So they're never just like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And then it's up to them. It's up to them because I've now given them the skill set and opened up my calendar to meet with them on a regular basis to work those skill sets. And if I'm not working with them, I've connected them to the person that they're under, and they're working with them. So it's a great system. It is a true system that teaches people the skill set to build this business. But it's more than that. It just gives people the next thing so they don't ever feel like they're lost. Mm-hmm. So many new people feel lost. And I can look at a lot, I can look at many of my leaders and say, you've been given the skill set. You should not feel lost anymore. The rest of this is up to you. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go from here? So it's been real. So it may be a shorter podcast today, but I want to tell people it's not that you can't find them. It's that you're not quite sure what to do next with them, and they're not quite sure what to do next either. And so we're at the standstill. And, you know, if this podcast helps you break through that standstill where you go and create something that's in your genius to help people move to the next thing, great. If you want to utilize what we're going to be offering, awesome.
Yeah.
Just have that next thing in place so that you can eliminate that story of I can't find builders. Because you can. They're all sitting there. They're all sitting there waiting for you, and you're waiting for them, and everybody's just waiting. Does that make sense?
It makes great sense. Yeah. I love it because it's a plan. Mm-hmm. It's direction, it's structure. There's a purpose to it. Every step is where it is for a reason. We don't just randomly throw things in there. Our goal with any of our trainings, especially this one in particular, is to get a person from a place of not knowing anything to a place of making money as fast as possible, or as fast as they're willing to do the work.
Yeah, as fast as they're willing to do the work. You give them the skills. Mm-hmm. That's your job.
Yeah.
Their job is to then do the work.
In our site, in our training, the way the steps that we take them through, if a person is committed and is a builder at heart, mm-hmm. maybe they just haven't quite learned it yet, and they haven't quite done the work yet, but at heart, it's there. Mm-hmm. They just need to know how so they can go and do it. We've got quite a few people in our business who are like that. Once they learned how, they went crazy. You couldn't stop them. Mm-hmm. And so they were making themselves money and growing our business at the same time. And we couldn't do anything to stop it,
right?
Because we showed them how. So if a person comes in with that, at heart, they're a builder, they're the right person, they're going to go through this. And within a week, they're making their first $300.
Right.
Within a week, on average, let's say if they watch the first five or six trainings.
I would say within the first 2-3 months. I wouldn't say within a week.
No, I don't mean $300 a month. I don't mean residual. I just mean $300.
Right.
You know what
Typically,
I mean?
It's within the first 2-3 months that they figure it out. They're like, oh.
That's what typically happens. What I'm saying is that if they were that inclined, if they wanted to learn it that fast.
Oh, they could. If they implemented the skill set all in, then yeah. We've had some leaders make their fast start, $300 fast start in 1 week. And they were like, what just happened? But they took the knowledge and the skill set and put it into action. Is it easy? Absolutely not. There's work involved. Yeah. There is a lot of, and nobody likes this word, but hustle involved. But if it's worth it to you, the hustle is nothing.
Right on. And if you look at, this is crazy. I think doTERRA is so unique compared to any network marketing company.
It is.
But how long people stick around.
Oh, yeah.
Making less than $300 a month.
Yeah, because they're so devoted and committed to the product and to the mission. doTERRA's mission is more than just making people lots of money. It's getting inspiring. People out of debt.
Yeah.
It's making an impact all over the world. It's changing the lives of people in third world countries. It's pretty amazing. And so people are super dedicated to it.
I think that's why our style of training and all that works so well, because so many people buy into the mission, that mm-hmm. they're willing to stick it in, mm-hmm. stick it out
it's
for the long run.
That's why their comp plan can pay what nobody else's comp plan can pay long term.
Right.
Because they're so devoted to the mission of doTERRA.
So you throw in your, purposely designed step by step. This is the next step for you. You throw that in, and then you couple it with doTERRA's history of creating people who are loyal and willing to stick around for a long time.
Yeah.
I bet there's people listening to our podcast right now who aren't making a residual $300 a month yet, but have been doing it for about a year, maybe even more. And bless your heart, you are committed. You are trying to figure this out.
Well, and hopefully in all that, the things that I share and you share online, on podcasts, on... I saw you were back on Periscope, on Facebook, all the things that we share.
I was trying to keep that hush-hush.
No, well, someone... Who was it? Bro Tara? Or...
They told you?
No, they posted it on their Instagram. I saw it.
Someone posted...
Is back on Periscope. I saw it. And I was like, what? He is? I didn't even know. Because I don't even have the... I don't have the app on my phone anymore.
Yeah, sidetrack.
Sidetrack.
We could talk about that at the end if you want. But go on.
Yeah, so what was I saying? So I'm hoping that all the things that we share, all the trainings we come across, all the traveling that we're doing is helping people out of that place where they're not making... residual income and moving into actually making money. So that's why we share what we share, so people get that return. Because the mission is amazing, but it's super hard to not find little successes in your business all along the way.
Yeah.
And we want that.
Yeah, we totally want that. So, I've had lots of people, you can just see, they're just ready for something good to happen.
Yeah. So what good happenings are happening in Mama's Little Biz brand?
Well, so the what's next when it comes to...
I'm super excited about this.
Here's the deal, my friends. So we started Mama's Little Biz, 5 years ago-ish? Yeah. Whatever. And as we've kind of grown, we're trying to figure out what to do next. Every year, it's like, what do we do next? Every year, it's always something new. And in the last couple of years, it's been kind of just trying to grow the simple things that we've been doing. But something happened in my head about maybe right around the time your parents moved in with us, but where I just kind of like go, you know what? I need to get people some results. I need people to not just listen to our stuff and say, oh, you guys are so great. I love it. I want that. It feeds my ego. And being a person who likes to be liked, this is perfect. This is the greatest business for me to be in.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest. I'm kind of over it. I love you guys and I want your love so badly, but there's something else I need now. I need to know that you're growing.
Yeah.
I need to know that you're winning. I need to know that you're making money. I need to know that your business is expanding. I need to know that your skills are expanding. I need to know that you're gaining all the things that you say you want when you listen to our stuff or you take in any of the content that we put out.
Right.
So the first thing, the most exciting, I think, really, is this tour.
Yes.
So we have partnered up with Steve Bear.
Steve.
The Steves, co-owners of Your Oil Tools, YourOilTools.com. Like, honestly, these are awesome people. And I adore them and they're just Steve's family so much and everything. So
yes, we're not getting paid to shout out their names, just an FYI. Yeah, we
are not affiliates. If you go and buy their stuff,
we don't get anything.
We don't get any cut.
You might
get
a discount, but we don't get a cut.
Yeah, you could always go for no on that one, right? Ask for a discount. Well, we listen to Mama's Little Biz. Can we get a discount? Good luck with Steve on that one.
Yeah.
But I love them so much. And so we are partnering up with them and we are traveling every single month this year.
Eddie, really, you know, I had set my intentions to have adventure as my word this year. And he's like, all righty then, let's do this.
So Steve was just like, Eddie, what about this place? What about this state? What about this city? What about this city? And I'm like, you know what? I'm done trying to say, well, we'll go there, but not there. I'm done with that. So if Steve suggests it.
You say yes.
I pretty much say yes. Let's go. Yeah. As long as, you know, we're not constantly abandoning our family. Sometimes both of us will go, sometimes one of us will go, but for the most part it'll be both of us, and we're traveling all around the country all this entire year. So we're taking the Mama's Little Biz out on the road and we're bringing like insane content, and we're partnering up with leaders that we know that we've made friends with.
Leaders in the local cities that we'll be in. Super excited.
So we're partnering up with some amazing people. So what's coming up is in Wisconsin. We're heading to Wisconsin February 17th. We're going to be there. By the way, if you want the link to be able to get tickets to these places, if you're nearby.
We're going
to
be in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I'll show
February
you
17th.
February 17th.
Partnering with Amy, who's out there, local leader out there.
Amy Baumitz, who we're looking forward to working with.
And so much one fun. Of my amazing leaders, Christy, will be speaking as well. And we're excited about that. And then after Wisconsin, I will be in Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
Partnering with Jackie Ritz, Paleo Mama, which I'm super pumped about. Like, I've known Jackie for quite some time now, but we've never met.
Oh my gosh. And I'll be honest, I've known of her for the longest time, and now I've worked with her on a couple little projects, mm-hmm. little here and then talk with her. By the way, her husband is freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's cool.
He is the best. So I'm like super excited because, so you're going out to Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
A few days before leadership, yep. you're going to be out there
Saturday
doing.
Saturday before leadership, yep. I will be there and I will be by myself. So come say hi.
Yeah. And so Angela will be doing an all day business training. Yeah. Then Angela and I both go to Long Beach.
Long Beach.
The Saturday before that leadership. Yes. And we're doing an all day business
Teaming
training.
Teaming up with, oh my gosh, the lineup is ridiculous. Oh, Teaming man, up insane. With Mandy Kuhn. Teaming up with Diamond, Tiffin, Craig O'Brient, Diamond, yep. Jennifer Hudgens, Diamond, the yep. creator of Essential Training, which we're super pumped about because yes. we love it. Also,
the Essential Training Manual, which yeah. is a great step-by-step, here's what's next, yep. right?
Okay. And also Michelle Tease, one of my platinum leaders, and then the Michelles, Michelle Tease, Michelle Colson. We're excited about that lineup.
Oh my
there.
Gosh, all day training, and the purpose of that one is that for all the people that couldn't qualify to get to leadership, right. we're gonna do a leadership for them,
yeah.
an all day leadership, and then we're gonna hold everyone accountable
with the goal to be at leadership the next year.
Yep, we're gonna train you guys on stuff that will say, okay, if you do all of these things, yeah. you will be qualifying as leaders. In leadership for next year. That is super goal.
Yeah. Like,
and so very excited about that. Now, of course, it's not just for those who didn't qualify. It's for everybody.
Everybody can come. Bring
Absolutely.
Your teams. Just bring, if you're just have a little mini interest in the business, come.
Yeah.
And then April, let's see, May. No, January, February.
So that's March.
April.
April is Philadelphia.
Philly. That's right.
I'm going to go see Rocky's statue. I'm like super
are.
Pumped about this. The Liberty Bell, all that. We're going to Philadelphia. We're going to be working with Jackie and Frank again.
Jackie and Frank and some other local leaders who have been just filling my message box with wanting to participate. And that just makes my heart sing when local leaders want to get involved. So, which reminds me, I have to get back to them.
Yeah.
So Philly and
in May, we're going to
April, May.
Going to Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah, Kentucky. We're teaming up with my team out there in Kentucky.
Yep.
And
I hope people are finding this fun. I really do, because I'm excited. I'm crazy excited about this.
Yeah.
So we're going to Kentucky, and then eventually we're going to Boston. We're going to North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, and yep. we're going to Michigan. And I get to team up with
Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann in Ann Arbor.
And then one of my awesome leaders, Platinum Stephanie, is going to be there speaking.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to partner up with Ann. I messaged her. I'm like, Ann, do you want to do this with me? She's like, dream come true. And I was like, for both of us.
So that's the next like 5-6 months planned out already. And we've got all these other places in place for coming out.
Gonna hit
that.
Up Vegas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Vegas, yeah.
Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh. Yes, and that's gonna be in July. Just so many cool things.
We're going to Los Angeles. I'm hoping I can get I just blanked on her name. She's Presidential Diamond in Los Angeles. Dang it. Oh well, it's fine.
It'll come
I'll
to
remember.
You, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going on tour.
Yeah.
Should I talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one more thing is that this for those of you guys who are listening to this, if you're listening to our podcast, you are like seriously one of the most cherished people on the planet for me because you listen to our show. You've been listening probably since the beginning. Back in, we were just looking at this, 2014 was when we first started this podcast. And we hope that it's brought value to you. So you, listener, are going to be the first to hear about this. So we're not even going to talk about this on Facebook or anything else just yet. This is the place we're going to talk about it first. You're the first to know about this training website that we've got put together. Angela and I have put this thing together. It's just her and I. It's just fabulous. We hired an amazing videographer to come out, and we had mics, lighting, the whole thing. It's gorgeous, and it's going to change our business, but we don't want it to stop there. There's going to be an opportunity for you to be able to get access to it all. Imagine having everything, all the things that we put together, specifically the step-by-step that we've got. I've got so many testimonials written out here to share with you on how this website has helped people who are brand new get acclimated to the business mm-hmm. quickly. You will have access to this, but not just for you. You'll be able to get access to it. And then every time somebody's in your business wants to do, someone wants to do the business, you'll be able to plug them in quickly,
and
fast.
And they'll get
instantly.
To go through the video trainings where we teach them the skill set, the basic skills. How cool is
that? And by the way, this is also incorporating doTERRA's brand new Share Success program.
Yes, which disclaimer. Go ahead. As long as you have the skill set, you can use any system.
Thank
you for bringing that up. The reason I bring up the doTERRA Empowered Success system in there is because there's some beautiful graphics and there's a few things that I use here and there now. I haven't yet fully bought into the system yet because there have been so many systems that have broke my heart and so I'm tainted, but no, I'm just kidding.
No, it's good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Don't want people thinking that all of a sudden I'm jumping into a new system. I have to trust it first. But what I'm sharing, what we're sharing in these video trainings that you get to have access to is the skill set so that you have these tools in your tool belt. You can use any system. You can step into any class. You can step into any situation and know what to do. So I'm super pumped.
Yes, very exciting. So it's kind of cool. It's actually cosmic because we were going to do these trainings a while back. And something happened, we stalled on it. And I don't know why, but I found out why. When doTERRA announced their Share Success and had us come out and do a whole training on it, they gave us all the materials. Yeah. That happened the day before we were set to start filming.
Yeah.
So we quickly adjusted some of the things we were going to do to fit some of the things that we liked in some of the things that we liked in the Share Success program, not all the entire thing, but there's a couple of things we liked and we thought we would implement them because we liked it so much.
It's not Share Success. It's Empowered Success.
Excuse me. Empowered Success with doTERRA. Thank you. I got to get used to it. So we empowered. We added some of those things in there. So this is probably the most up-to-date training that there could possibly ever be, including things like how to enroll somebody, how to convert someone from a wellness advocate from a wholesale customer to a wellness advocate in the computer system. Like right now, think about it. If you were going to teach someone how to do this in your business, you would have to schedule time, sit with them and walk them through it because there are no videos on the internet.
I teach them how to set up their LRP, how to schedule a call, how to work an accountability tracker, how to book their time. We teach them how to teach a class, how to teach a one-on-one, how to book appointments, how to book classes off of classes. How to prep a host.
Oh my gosh, how to prep your host.
How to close a class. You get, and our, those we roll this out to first will get the most
bonuses.
Extras and bonuses.
Yes.
All my stuff that I came up with later after the shooting. No, I'm kidding.
Great stuff. So here's how you get a hold of this. So we want you to be the first to hear about it. So what you do right now is you go onto open up your phone or your computer or whatever, and you type in this web address. It's me/growwitheddie. So that's my ManyChat link. It's it's a Facebook Messenger link. And I'll give it to you again, m as in Mary, e as in Edward, so m.me/growwitheddie. You type that link in, and you send me this message 14 days. Just type in that message 14 days, and then you will be...
Number 14 or the word 14?
Thank you for clarifying that. The number 14.
Yeah, let me explain why I had to clarify that, because this is an automated responder. If you type in, 14 days, I'm so excited, it won't catch it.
Yes.
It has to just be 14 days. 1-4 days.
Yes. Put a space in between the 4 and 4 and a day.
If you put an exclamation point, it won't catch it. If you put a happy face emoji, it won't catch it. So many people do that, and we're like, no, you have to reply again with just these words.
Actually, I fixed many chats, so it'll work. As long as you put the number 1-4, put a space in there, and type in the word DAYS.
14 days with a Z.
We're having fun now. So type that in, and what you'll do is you'll get a short little message from me just to confirm that you're on a list.
Opted in.
Basically, that list is just to be the first one to see it, actually see the website, what it looks like. I'll even turn on some of the videos for you to be able to watch so you can see how freaking beautiful this is.
Yeah, I look good.
It looks amazing. Like, I can't tell you. And what's really cool about this is that once you get access to the site, you have access to it forever. And that means that anytime that we change something, or if the compensation plan changes or whatever, We will update that site immediately, and so you'll have instant access without having to buy it again or anything like that. So that's really
so cool.
Freaking cool. So anyway, again, do that right now. m.me/growwitheddie. Type in the word 14 days, D-A-Y-S, and then you'll be added to that list. Okay, that's enough. I think there's so many other things, and we'll when we do that update, you'll also hear about 4 or 5 different bonuses that we're going to throw in.
Some really saucy, sweet, juicy ones.
Yeah, insane stuff. So we love you guys, and we could probably talk about more things that are coming up. Like how we're going to help you educate all your customers, things like that. We'll save that for another podcast or maybe for another announcement. But I hope you guys are excited about this just like we are. I've been working on this thing for the last few months now. Well, maybe the last month and a half. And it's consumed my every thought because I want it to be a major win for everyone that gets involved. Yeah. I need it to be a win. This cannot fail. There is no failing on this. It's that amazing. So,
no pressure.
Am I done? Okay. Yeah, so anyway, I love it. I hope you guys type in that 14 days, send it to me. Let's get you notified as soon as that works out. And, you know, I'm excited about this because here we are in February and we're rolling this out. What are we going to do next year? How are we going to top this?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we're going to have to find out.
Just keep being ourselves, doing our thing.
You guys are going to teach us. I think that's what's going to happen. I think all of our friends and people that we've met here, I think you guys are going to teach us what's next, what's needed. This, what we're doing right now, this is needed. Yeah. And so you'll let us know what's next. Okay. Anything else you want to say and wrap up? Go ahead.
We have so much and we're super excited about all of it. We cannot wait to see you in all the different cities. But for now... For Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.